Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Panorama Schools Superintendent, Sean Holloway, now joining us. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Well, last week was your regular school board meeting, and so one topic I'd like for us to discuss here real quick, Mr. Holloway, is the school board was able to discuss the plans surrounding graduation, which I gotta say, after not having graduation last year, that's gotta make you feel good to have a graduation ceremony planned, at least for this year.
You bet, yeah. Yeah, we looked back last year at our agenda for April and didn't look as normal as we like. So, yeah, our graduation plan, Thad Stanley, our secondary principal, put together kind of a month or so ago, kind of A, B, and C is some options. And, you know, as we've gotten closer, I think we're comfortable saying that, you know, we're going to have a traditional-looking graduation ceremony in our auditorium, like we try to do every year, but last year. So we fully expect that, you know, that to be able to happen, and look forward to, you know, kind of some normalcy with that ceremony.
Are there any COVID-19 precautions that folks need to be aware of ahead of your graduation ceremony?
Yeah, I mean, as a school district right now, in terms of mask, we're optional. We posted, you know, basketball games here, and this past winter, and we're in our spring sports now without any real limitations. And so at this point, I think, you know, it will be really just personal preference in terms of the mask wearing for graduation. And so I would say no limitations at this point.
So with having you point out that masks are fully optional within the district, do you feel that you're able to run as normal or an average of a school day as possible with those kind of measures in place?
You know, we do. I mean, we have other mitigation strategies in place, right? I mean, we've tried to do some things different this year that, you know, quite honestly has gone well and may just become standard procedure in the future. Things like trying to limit the number of kids in a hallway at a time and just some staggered passing periods, you might say. And, you know, we've done some things in our lunchrooms that I think, especially in the elementary, probably will be the way they are for years to come. But just because it, you know, maybe created a better system for us, looks about as normal as can be right now.
Another thing that the school board did take a look at and were able to approve is obviously next year's certified budget that needed to be submitted to the state by April 15th. Can you give us just what the tax levy rate is going to be for next year?
Yeah, so our anticipated levy rate will be $13.29. It's actually a slight decrease from last year in that tax rate. We feel good about that for our taxpayers.
And whereas some other taxing entities may be struggling or have to see a slight increase in their tax levy rate going into next year, what's it like to be able to tout and say that you're actually going to reduce your tax levy rate going into next year?
Right. Yeah. I mean, one of the goals I have when we do our certified budget is to try to keep our tax rate as stable as possible. Right. I mean, people love when their taxes go down, but they don't like it when they go up. And, you know, what we don't want is kind of a down one year, up the next. And, you know, so there's some things we can do to try to keep that stable or slightly decreasing. Right. And so that really becomes the goal. And I say that, but then at the same time, obviously being fiscally responsible to your taxpayers as well. So we in our projection system feel like, you know, over the next five years, this trend will continue, you know, stable to slightly declining.
Another couple of things the board did take a look at and ultimately approved was to refund some existing bonds through general obligation school refunding of bonds from 2015, as well as setting a public hearing for next month to do basically the same thing of refunding of some school infrastructure sales of $3.3 million. And so again, to kind of use a phrase that you used, sounds like you're trying to save the taxpayers even more money by refinancing a couple of these bonds to save the district money.
Yeah, that's exactly what the goal here is just to be able to, you know, refinance our loans, be able to pay those down at a lower interest rate, and then, you know, again, save those taxpayer dollars, you know, down the road. We're excited about both of those. Again, that's probably one of those things that, you know, most people don't see, but Samantha Crawford's our business manager, and we share her with West Central Valley, and she does a great job with this type of thing. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, pay off a loan 2, 3, 4 years earlier, then we look at that as a win-win for the district and for, you know, our communities.
And finally, this last topic I'd like to discuss with you isn't necessarily a school board agenda item, but just something that happened earlier this month in conjunction with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and the Panora Police Department, along with the Iowa State Patrol. They put on a special kind of traffic informational type event where they tried to educate the young motorists out there and try to preemptively stop some potential bad habits from forming. Can you talk to us about the partnership that existed there and about the event overall?
Thad Stanley, our secondary principal, worked with, you know, the law enforcement, essentially give our blessing on it. But he and our local law enforcement worked really well together, the Panora Police Department and Guthrie County guys. We couldn't ask for better support from our law enforcement. But yeah, there's a kind of combined effort, I guess, one morning to, some might call it a sting operation, right? Where, you know, if a car drove by and they were looking at a cell phone or not wearing a seatbelt, those types of things, and, you know, they were pulled over and reminded of how important that is for our young drivers as well as the adults that are going through the area. But yeah, then the police officers came in that morning and did an assembly for, you know, for our students as well, just about, you know, the risk that, you incur while you're trying to text and drive at the same time, or just distracted driving in general.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, here with our Panorama School Superintendent, is Sean Holloway once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.